This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome to a Patriots Roster Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and today we have Andy Hart and Michael Parenti to give us all the recent actions on the Patriots roster. It is Friday, October 3rd, so what's been going on, Andy?
Well, the biggest news of the week is the preparations for a long week out on the West Coast for one Michael Parenti.
And not
some,
for you.
Not for me, but for some of the PFW staff as well as the
Are
entire...
Are you complaining about
not
this?
Not for the frauds who come home
I'm not.
Sunday night.
I'll be coming home Sunday night and arrive here at Gillette Stadium Monday morning.
You're going to be sitting in the sun while I'm sitting in the rain.
Sorry.
Touche. Anyway, but that's the big news of the week.
Suitcase, if you like.
The team will be leaving Gillette Stadium later today. We actually just dropped our luggage off on the way down to do this podcast, flying out to the West Coast a day early to take on the 49ers, and then remaining in Santa Clara to practice throughout the week and have a normal work week. They'll be participating in practice at San Jose State University. But all of that has absolutely nothing to do with the roster, and this is indeed a roster report. So while there's been no moves this week, and first time in a long time, I can't remember, we did one of these.
Nobody came
with
in, nobody
nothing,
joined
not even a 53rd spot on the roster change.
No.
So we'll discuss the injury report, which is related to the roster.
Which is also small.
Kelly Washington, Lewis Sanders, and one other player. But the most notable name on it, added to it on Thursday, as limited participation in practice, was Wes Welker
Wes
with
Welker.
A groin.
Limited groin.
We can report he was on the practice field today and back returning kickoffs. But I will say, Mike, he had a groin issue that limited him to start camp, had it in the offseason. Is there a concern there? Because obviously, through three games anyway, he's been Matt Cassel's favorite receiver and only option.
Because nobody else is getting the ball in the passing game. They can't get the ball to Moss deep yet. So they have to take those underneath routes with Wes Welker. If he's out, who are you going to go to? Raven Trone, Jabbar Gaffney?
And
your options are limited after Welker.
And we thought maybe Kelly Washington would slide into that role. He's on the injury report, so I guess Sam Aiken might be next in line. And talk about a guy we talked about a couple weeks ago is Maurice Price, bottom of the roster kind of guy, late addition. Had a little bit of success in the preseason with the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you make of that addition? And do you think, say, a Welker is limited or gets banged up in a game? Because we know a groin at any time can get, you know, you pop
that
a groin and all
too.
Of a sudden
yeah.
it lingers and lots going on there. Maurice Price, you think he could be an option moving forward on offense?
Well, I don't see how he's any worse or better than a Jabbar Gaffney, really, at a number three spot. So you maybe add him as your fourth or fifth. He's not really a special teamer.
Right.
Very tall guy, so not a big kickoff return guy. So he'll be more of a outside receiver to me. I don't really see him as a slot guy either. So I don't know really what role he's going to fill, but I think he's there as an insurance policy in case Washington does go down. You need a fourth receiver and somebody who at least has some experience in a passing game. That's kind of a tough road to tread, though, because without Welker and then without Washington, Sam Aiken's the same player to me as Kelly Washington. They're the same guy. They're special teamers with limited offensive participation. So Price seems to be more of a guy who's more tailor-made for passing than so forth on special teams.
And I do want to reiterate, Wes Welker was on the practice field today. We're not jumping to conclusions here.
He should be fine,
but based on the fact that this is something that's now gone on at times throughout the offseason and then into training camp and is now sort of reemerging in the second month of the season, I think it just bears watching. And we've spent a lot of time talking about receivers, a top-heavy position. They have, obviously, Moss and Welker. Okay, you want to throw Gaffney in there as your number. Then from there on, there's some questions there in terms of depth, and they have some injuries. So I think you're right. I think if something were to happen to Welker, you'd probably see Gaffney move into the slot, and then you'd probably see Price come in multiple receiver sets as the third receiver on the outside opposite Randy Moss. But, you know, the team does not have a ton of depth at receiver, and with these struggles in the passing game, the red zone, and looking to get, you know, a little more experience from Matt Cassel, he certainly can ill afford to lose Welker at any point.
Yeah,
so
it really is a timing issue, Andy, because this is the time where you're trying to get the offense in gear. You can't afford to lose a guy and take steps back. You need all your pieces
and
out
certainly,
there.
And certainly, as we've said,
better.
The guy who's been most important to Cassel through
exactly.
his first three games of action. But other than that, no moves on the roster. The team will be flying out, all 53 men, plus the practice squad. They get to travel since they'll be practicing all next week. And the bulk of the PFW staff will be out there to send back some updates online on Patriots.com. There'll be some video updates from Brian Lowe on
blog
Patriots
too,
today.
Apparently.
Blogging on Patriots.com.
Yeah.
And as well as, I believe, some phone-in hits on PFW in Progress and some of the various Patriots.com radio shows. So if you're looking for information out of the Bay Area in the next 10, 11 days out there and covering the Patriots on their little West Coast road trip, Patriots.com is the place, as it is every week for these roster reports, even when we have nothing to talk about like this week. Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for a new Ross Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.